This is KN4RJN. Radio check, please. This is KN4RJN. Radio check, please.
RJN, this is KN4RJX. We're making it in, John.
Audio is just a tad low, but still readable.
This is KN4RJN. Thank you, sir. This is both of you. Hey, Harry, how you doing? I haven't talked to you in a coon's age.
Don't know if you're closer to the mic, but don't change anything. We're doing good up here. Just messing around with an old radio and stumbling over some things I don't understand.
This is KN4RJN. I stumble over things I don't understand all the time, Harry, so that's that's kind of par for the course.
Yeah. I just got to be careful where I walk some days. I picked up an old radio at the Ham Fest and was trying to figure out how to interface it with my computer so I could run FT8 on it. And there is something unique in that radio about the way the push-to-talk is wired in. It is not working the way my three other radios work. Might have to do some digging and find out either that or decide to move on to a different radio. But other than that, we've been good up here. The cool, dry weather slowed the grass, so instead of mowing it twice a week, now I'm down to once every 10 days. So the leaves are falling, I think we're now officially in fall. What was about sometime between 1 and 2 this afternoon was when the sun was perpendicular to the equator, or equal nights on each side, whatever that means. Anyway, we'll bounce it back to you, John. KC4EZN. Back to And I forgot your call. I'm going to call you KN4RJN, but if I put too many letters in there, let me know, Josh. KC4EZN.
This is KN4RJN. Yep, just the right number of letters there, Harry. On your radio, have you tried putting the quarter in the slot in the back to see if it works that way?
Well, I got to go back and read the manual and see if there is a... This radio was first sold in 1978. Icom IC701, and it's got a very interesting accessory plug on the back. It's a little rectangle box. It's got, I think, 18 connectors in it, and I have no idea how you hook into that thing other than find something that's just a hair bigger than the hole and see if it'll fit. But all of the stuff on the front of the radio is supposed to come out on the back of the radio, and they even talk about running ready and some other things on that radio, but the push-to-talk function is external, and like I said, I'm going to have to do some more reading and studying in the manual, and I've got a old scanned copy of the schematic, which I think the scanner must have been set on low resolution, because when I try and zoom in and make it big enough to really see, it becomes pixelated and I can't tell what it is. So, like I said, it's stumbling over some stuff I don't know. And this old radio, the radio works just fine, as far as talking on it and normal stuff, but trying to figure out how to make that push-to-talk work with the computer. There's something I don't know. KC4EZN, that's KN4RJN.
This is KN4RJN. I have no idea other than, maybe baling wire and duct tape, but keep working on it, Harry. You'll figure it out. Stick little pins in those and connect them to those little connectors and then wire all that stuff together and stick it to a microphone. If nothing else, it'll make for an interesting light show. But, yeah, same up here. The weather's turning cooler. Had a birthday the other day. One more orbit around the sun. Woo! And when you mentioned 1978, I said, well, it's not that long ago. And then I got thinking, well, yeah, I guess it was. That's 2 years after I graduated college. And that was a while back. So, anyway, I've been officially a senior citizen for some time now, but after I crossed the speed limit, I decided I was actually a senior citizen, so that's the interstate speed limit. So in any event, good talking with you, Harry. You seen any weird animals? I had a flock of herd, gaggle, whatever, a bunch of deer running through my backyard here not too long ago. Several adults and two or three babies running with them, young ones. And haven't seen any foxes, and they've talked about bear down this way, but I haven't seen any bear either. So had a couple of turkey vultures flying low over my backyard the other day, and I'm not sure who they were looking for, but I decided that it was time for me and the dog to go inside. But anyway, seen anything up your way?
KN4RJN, KC4EZN. Well, actually, John, now that you mention it, there's a strange-looking canine of some type wandering around our neighborhood. It's emaciated, I think. And the first time I saw it, it was dragging one foot. And so we saw it, I think, Saturday afternoon. We were heads out, and it was walking down the street. It looked like it had recovered from that. But this animal is very skinny. It is the shape of the head and the ears looks like a fox. The coloration is a dull yellow or brown or something like that, which I think that says coyote. But like I say, the thing is so skinny, it is not as big as the coyote I've seen up here, and it's not as big as the fox I have seen up here either. And the fox was, red, black tipped tail, small head with pointed ears, and like I say, it looked like the fox that you that you think it should. But this animal, I don't know what it is. It is a strange animal.
This is KN4RJ, and could be a juvenile that has been orphaned and is on his own. I don't know from the sounds of it. If he's smaller than a fox, could be a juvenile fox that lost its mother and is now out on his own and is not doing too well. Could be.
That's sort of what I thought, but I have seen a juvenile fox, and it looked like a fox. It just wasn't as large. And then I have also seen an animal that looked like a big version of this thing. I walked out the garage door a couple of months ago, looked down in the back end of my backyard, and saw this dog. Well, let's go back and call it a canine-looking animal, wallowing on his back. How dog will roll over and wiggle on the ground on his back. That's what this animal was doing. And when I made a noise, it popped up and looked up, and I could see it was larger than a fox. It had that yellowish brown fur. The head looked fox-like, and it headed up through the woods, but it did not. It was the same color all over, and it was not red and black like the fox was. So this may be an offspring of that animal. And I have heard people talk about how domestic dogs, foxes, and canines have sometimes interbred, and you get some strange-looking canines out of that. So anyway, we'll turn it back to you, John, and I think my clock's off, and I don't know how close it is to real, but we'll turn it back to you and catch you a little bit later. Good to talk to you, and nice to know you're still around, and Yeah, the speed limit down your way is in 70 miles an hour in some place. That line, too. I'm waiting on to raise the speed limit up to 85. Then I'll still have a little bit to go. But I don't think it's going to happen. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, John. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, good to talk to you, Harry. So good luck with your CLAs, your canine-looking animals. It could be a hybrid of Lord knows what. We got about, seven minutes here before net. So you take care of yourself, Harry. Good talking with you, and I'll back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.